Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show where a man completely immersed in anime culture torments his co-host, who is only allowed to watch the shows featured here. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/animeoutofcontext. Alongside over 100 hours of exclusive bonus material, all episodes uploaded to Patreon are completely ad-free, even to non-patrons. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I find out what Sean's been hiding in his Dakimakura fort all year long.
I'm Sean Rollins.
I'm Remington Chase.
How am I supposed to respond to that one, Rem?
You don't need to respond at all, because I'm going to find it.
The secret treasures. The secret treasures. That's where the One Piece is, actually, funnily enough.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
All right, Mike, calm yourself down. Okay, Remington, it's the last episode of the year. Because, weirdly enough, this is coming out on the 30th for the general population.
Yeah.
Which means that, you know, we did a Christmas episode and we got, like, essentially what is a New Year's episode.
Hell yeah. We'll be able to end this year, start the next one. Great little combo piece.
And I figured, well, what better way to end the new year than by giving one final present?
All right, here we go.
What's that supposed to mean, Rem?
You know, I just don't trust you.
We've built up such a long relationship, Rem. How can you not trust me at this point?
You know, you fucked me plenty of times in the past.
And I went through 12 whole days of you fucking me. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned...
Hey, everybody.
We're doing okay.
Check out the 12 Days of April Fools on Patreon. $5 gets you 11 bonus episodes of content. That's a great deal. That's a bargain right there. Anyway.
Not to mention last year's bonus content as well. So yeah, really, it's like...
It's 22. Plus, those aren't the only April Fools episodes. Plus, that's not even the only bonus content. There's so much.
There's so much. There's so much. All right. And I feel like that's the last time we get to shill this year, so...
True.
We'll try and avoid it, but who knows? We're getting good at the whole... God, we're desperate and we need money thing.
Look, that's the deal. We give you April Fools. You give me hope for possible healthcare in the future. That's how it goes.
Look, we're not getting any younger. And the closer Remington gets to the big 3-0, the more worried I am for his, you know, overall physical health.
As I end this year nice and sick.
Yeah, like... Look, if the podcast suddenly stops in the new year, you'll know why. It's because we're going to get health insurance in the U.S. So we either need health insurance for him or be able to get enough dosh to move to a country that doesn't, you know, fuck us.
Or the sweet release of death, baby.
But with that in mind, Remington, I figured giving a final gift, not to you, not to Dylan, not even to myself. But to our lovely audience and our lovely listeners.
I mean, kind of about time, I suppose.
Well, what do you mean? I gave them plenty of gifts this month.
Yeah, but it hasn't been without its hazards.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But that's the nature of the show, my guy.
All right, what are you gifting them now?
Well, Remington, I don't know if you know this, but occasionally, on our Patreon, which, funnily enough, makes this appropriate, we will occasionally do Patreon polls where the... patrons of the $5 tier and up can vote on what we do for an episode.
Ah, oh, fuck. All right. Okay.
Well, why are you saying, ah, oh, fuck?
The people enjoy my pain, Sean.
They do enjoy your pain, Remington. And I specially curated a lovely poll for them to choose what they could do. Because I don't, like, just throw a bunch of... I don't just tell the patrons, like, hey... everybody pick an anime and I'll choose one of them because that's just what the show is like. That's not really a choice. So I especially curate a poll for them to react to and see what happens. And I usually am fairly fun about these polls. Like I'll be very creative. Like I'll usually have like a common theme or I'll have a nice variety. Some people have accused me of setting up the polls knowing how they're going to turn out, which is not the case, I feel like. Because if I knew how the polls would turn out, you know, there wouldn't be much point in doing a poll. And this time around, I kept it nice and simple with three options.
Okay.
And the three options I had, gang, this is the most interesting psychological analysis of our audience we've ever had, Rem. So So I put the poll up on the 2nd of November.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, gave them like 20 days to vote it out. And like, Patreon polls, you can change your vote if you have a different opinion, right? So like, it's like, ah, yeah, this is what I wanted, but I can kind of see where the tide is going. So maybe I'll vote for my second choice. Like, there's no ranked choice voting, unfortunately, in Patreon polls. Maybe one day there will be, as soon as they stop fucking up the UI. But until that point, you have to settle for being able to change your votes.
Yeah.
And I said three options this time, and keeping them very different from each other, just to see what happens. And what ended up getting chosen was wildly confusing to me.
Oh?
Because, well, let me just go through it. So the one, let me tell you what we're not doing. The first one that we're not doing is an anime called Silver Spoon.
All right.
You heard about that one at all?
Not at all.
Okay. It's by the author who made Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yep. And it's a little slice of life comedy about farming.
and
horticulture, agriculture, animal husbandry, because Hiromu Arakawa grew up on a farm and her avatar is a cow. So, you know, she made a little story about that.
Sure.
And it's a bit of a niche one, but a lot of people really wanted us to cover it. And I was like, yeah, that'd be a fun one to give them a chance to vote on. Not as many people voted for it as I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck them. We don't care about farming in this house.
Yeah, because we got 112 votes total on this poll, which is insane.
Yeah, that's pretty respectable.
Only 13% of them went to Silver Spoon.
All right. So, fuck Silver Spoon. Never wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah. The second option. This is where the weird twist comes in, Remington. The second option was Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, well, as you all know, we did that for Christmas.
Yep.
why did I put it on a poll and then just do it of my own volition for Christmas? Because I thought that'd be funny.
The and audacity also, of this bitch.
Also, it was heavily requested, and I'm like, wow, that one didn't win either? Interesting. I thought that would have been a shoo-in. But hey, you know what? Think of it this way. It's like you're getting the best of both worlds. But yeah, no, that one only got 36% of the votes.
Okay.
Which means that the remaining 52% of the votes went to option three. And Remington, I wasn't subtle about this option.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I straight up put in brackets the illusion of choice.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
I told them, like, hey, gang, if you choose this option, it's like you're not really choosing anything. And 52% of the people were like, yeah, that's the one for me. Which I find, like, psychologically fascinating.
Look, the people are here to see what you show me and what you decide to show me, all right?
Yeah,
they want their voice to be heard, but they don't want to change the formula too much.
Which is fascinating, and it's great because if you end up hating it, I get to blame them.
Oh, okay, that's how that works. Cool, cool.
I got a scapegoat, like, pre-programmed into the end-of-the-year anime.
Okay.
And because, Remington, the final option, being the illusion of choice, was just a random revisit.
Oh, fuck. All right. Oh, fuck. All right.
But it's not going to be truly random, Remington.
Thank God.
It's only random from their perspective. Because it'd be way too easy to just put all our episodes in a number generator and be like, all right, which one are we revisiting? That one? All right. No, I actually put some thought into this.
Okay.
All right. Tell me, Remington, what do you know about Japanese New Year?
Nothing at all.
Okay. No more about Japanese Christmas than Japanese New Year?
KFC.
Yes. Hey, one thing is more than zero things. Okay. Well, in Japanese New Year and Japanese folklore, there is a lot of stories related to demons and oni.
Okay, yep.
Know what an oni is?
It's like folkloric monster ghost.
More like a folkloric demon ogre type of thing.
Sure, yeah.
You'll see a lot of anime will translate oni and
we had our oni. We had that sound
Yeah. Exactly. They'll translate oni as, like, ogre or demon usually, but it's really both of those things and neither of those things. It's its own thing, and for whatever reason, people can't decide how to localize it, when in actuality, they probably should just leave it as is and let people figure out what an oni is, because, my God, how hard is it to look up one mythical creature from a different country?
Sure.
Come on, Westerners, get it together. And I figure And there's a lot of stories about Oni coming in the new year, whether it's to cause mischief or mayhem or to just ring in the new year itself. And I figured, well, hey, shit, that's a good idea for a revisit. No, it's not our Oni, Remington. It's not that.
It's a shame.
That was good for you, but we watched the whole first season. There's nothing else. There's nothing to revisit.
This is where we announce, hey, the season two just dropped and we got first viewing rights.
Lord knows that we did more for the publicity of the Ao Oni anime than Ao Oni ever did. Because, like, my God, is that one of our most popular episodes this year? Of course not. Did we enjoy making it and had a good time? Fuck yeah, we did.
That was an adventure.
It was a grand old time. But no, Remington, I figured we should go back to one of our most highly requested anime that feature demons, Oni, and the like.
Okay.
And with that in mind, Remington, it's been a few years, but we need to talk about Demon Slayer again.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
So, Rem, what do you remember from Demon Slayer?
All right. So, you have our protagonist. Don't remember his name.
Tanjiro.
Hey, there we go. Who's going to become a Demon Slayer, avenge his family, kill all the demons. He is with, what's her name?
Nezuko.
Nezuko! He is with, Nezuko, who's demon-infected, but, using the power of love, is holding it in, but must be, must have, like, a rod in, okay.
Okay, very careful there, Remington. Very careful.
She needs.
What you're talking about is her mouth guard, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't have a rod inserted anywhere.
But, so that, you know, she doesn't go full demon. Good old demon training, there's the Sean character.
Who you haven't met. You've briefly seen him, but you haven't fully met him.
Yeah, and that's all I remember.
That's all you remember. I mean, to be fair, Remington, we covered this back in 2019.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. But it has been one of our most highly requested revisits, and I figured, hey, this is a good option for the patron choice. Because back then, I think I only made you watch, if I want to be honest, I think I made you only watch like 4 to 5 episodes of the first season. And the first season has 26 total, and people are like, hey, why didn't you show it more? And I'm like, well, I felt like that was a very good introduction to the series, all in all. And, you know, I said we'd revisit eventually, so here we are, 4 years later.
Nice and punctual.
You know, I'm nothing if not fashionably late. And you more or less got it, Remington. His goal isn't to kill all the demons, well, it kind of is. But that's, like, secondary. His main goal is to cure Nezuko, because he believes in his heart of hearts that if she can retain some semblance of her humanity and not just mindlessly kill people and not eat people, then surely there must be a way to turn her back.
Sure.
And in order to achieve that, he does become a demon slayer. And what we watched was primarily our introduction to Tanjiro Nezuko, him training to become a demon slayer, and then eventually getting fully certified as a demon slayer.
Yeah.
And all in all, I don't know if you remember your full opinion of it, but overall, you were very positive about it. Just, you had some minor nitpicks that upset a few of the fan base, because, you know, you're like, you felt like Tanjiro had one or two too many little Chosen One-style moments that you weren't a big fan of, and it was like, oh, he cut the biggest boulder, which you were absolutely not jiving with, which, in my opinion, was like, ah, that's fine. It's okay. Let him cut the big rock. It makes him feel good.
Let him cut the big rock.
And, you know, I think you were interested in the fact that they tried to humanize the demons that were killed in the end, but also weren't as super thrilled with how they handled some of them. But all in all, you had a overall positive opinion of the show, because it was artistic, it was incredibly well animated, and it had, you know, a fairly solid setting and premise.
Yeah, I remember enjoying it overall.
Yeah. So where we jump back in, it's essentially him acting as a demon slayer now, going on his journey, carrying his little sister and his box on his back, and going around hunting demons to try and learn more about them, to try and figure out, hey, where's the one that turned my sister and killed my family and got to figure out a way to get her better. And along the way, he's going to meet some variety of characters, and he is going to learn more about the demons, and it's just going to be an interesting little hero's journey that we're going through. And for your perspective, there have been a couple seasons since this one first aired, including a full movie, actually, that I went and saw in theaters and was quite pleased by.
Well, hell yeah.
So honestly, Remington, I think this is a good way to end the new year. We've got some demons coming in, and we're gonna get rid of them. To the best of our ability. And, you know, I think for one of the most heavily requested revisits in recent times, what better way to end the year?
I think it's a solid choice, Sean.
Yeah. And if it turns out you hate its guts by that point, it ain't my fault. So I got an out. I'm doing great. So I think with that in mind, Remington, I think you should just go straight into it, unless you have any other questions.
No, let's do it.
And forewarning, the guy that you immediately established as the Sean character.
Yep.
His name is Zenitsu. I hate that you apply him to me because, man, is he annoying at first. So thanks for that, bud. Means a lot to me.
Hey, I stand by what I said.
You bitch. All right. So without further ado, let's go back to the hit 2019 anime, Kimetsu no Yaiba, or Demon Slayer. Hey folks, the holidays may be over, but it doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. It's important to get a head start on your New Year's resolution, and that's why we've partnered with Factor. I'll be honest, my eating habits aren't the best, between skipping meals, unhealthy choices, and late-night fast food runs after a recording session. It's hard to keep on top of making sure I'm eating healthy while I have so many projects. That's where Factor comes in. Instead of setting aside my weekend to meal prep for the next week, I get a box of chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to my door. Their high-quality, fresh, never-frozen meals are easily prepared in either the microwave or in the oven and are ready in just 2 minutes, so it's easy to ensure you are making good food choices. No matter your dietary restrictions or preferences, Factor has over 35 meal options available every week that are sure to leave you satisfied. From their vegan and veggie options to their calorie smart meals that are less than 600 calories per serving, Factor is sure to have something for you. And Factor isn't just for dinner. They have over 55 different options from breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, smoothies, and juice shots to help you with whatever your health and diet goals for the new year may be. Roll in the new year in a smart and healthy way with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/AOOC50 and use code AOOC50 to get 50% off. That's code AOOC50 at factormeals.com/AOOC50 to get 50% off. And we are back after watching episodes 6 through 13 of Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba. And Remington, how you feeling, bud? You feel like it was as decent as you remembered, or did you notice some glaring issues in the shape of a yellow-haired annoying bastard?
The yellow-haired cunt is quite annoying. I don't know his name. You wouldn't be happy about how I refer to him in my notes.
Look, I was already not happy years ago when you're like, this character is Sean-coded, which didn't make me feel great, if I'm honest.
Let me tell you, that's the name I have in my notes. It's just easier to remember that way, Sean.
I don't like that. His name is Zenitsu, by the way. And yeah, like, look, early on, God, is he rough. God, is he fucking rough.
Yeah.
But like, that's like the universal problem with the first part of the series. Other than that, though, most people seem to be really into it and really enjoy it. Question is, Remington, did our lovely patrons screw you over in their vote, or did they give you a bit of a treat?
Out of the revisits, I think it's one of the better revisits to do. I think my opinion about Demon Slayer is going to be positive and frustrate people.
Oh, classic Remington combination. Positive yet frustrating.
Yeah, because my general stance is that it's a good show, but it is like the lowest it could be while still being classified as good. I think that it's a bland kind of good.
Yeah, see, that will piss people off.
Like, there's nothing going into it, there's nothing that I'm like, holy shit, I need to tell people about X, Y, and Z. It's just like, yeah, all right, that was pretty good. And then I move on. Like, it's pretty good. It has its flaws. I think its flaws are more notable than its successes, but it has more successes, so it still ends up being good. It's just that, like, none of the things that it does well so far are wildly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very safe show thus far, 13 episodes in. And, you know, that just means that I'm not gonna remember much of it.
Well, that's okay, Remington, because the way my brain works is I remembered basically everything about it. Because apparently I'm very good at memorizing shonen plot lines. Unintentionally.
Well, I mean, that's pretty easy. You just need to memorize, like, 3 plot lines and you know them all.
Okay, listen here, bud.
So, there you go. You're pretty much set.
I'm talking about the specifics of each individual ones, not, like, broad strokes. But, with that in mind, do you want to go into some more detail? Because, honestly, we've gotten a lot of requests over the years to revisit this, mostly because people wanted you to get to the final arc of Season 1, but I wasn't gonna make you watch, you know, 21 episodes in one sitting, because I'm not a fucking monster.
Yeah, that's much too much. So, episode 6, we finished some exposition that happened last time with, like, a mentor figure, and he's got, our protagonist now has a new uniform and a special blade and a nice box to stuff his sister inside of, all the necessities.
I mean, you gotta keep your demonic vampire sister out of the sunlight, or else she'll go extra crisp, and you don't want that.
I will note, there's no, like, air holes in the box, and I feel like you gotta, I mean...
She's a demon, she's fine.
But, like, I don't know, feels like something you should have.
Yeah, but then light might get in, and you might get extra crispy sister, so, you know, you gotta... checks and balances, Rem.
That's how some people prefer their sisters.
Extra crispy?
Yeah!
Roasted over an open fire, if you will.
So it's time for our boy Tanjiro to start actually being a demon slayer. He goes to a village and they're like, hey, there's been some missing girls and this man is traumatized. And there's probably going to be more. And I had forgotten about this. So Tanjiro and his super sniffer.
Forgot about his super sniffer?
It's so fucking dumb. It's so stupid.
Look, he's got a hard head and a strong nose.
And then apparently, Sean later on, the yellow bitch.
You cannot just blatantly refer to him as me.
That's what I wrote down. I don't know his name. I only wrote down Sean.
Zenitsu, it's said so many times.
Yeah, but every time I just wrote Sean.
I am not Zenitsu coded, damn it.
So. No, you are not Zenitsu coded. He is Sean coded. There's a difference, all right?
What?
apparently he has really good hearing. So to be a demon slayer, you need really good one physical attribute combined with an element, and then you're good to go.
Well, the elements are part of the techniques, but yeah.
Sure, whatever you want to say. Look, that's something Shonen, whatever. I don't find it wildly compelling, but I'm not gonna dock points for it.
Yeah, it's not your cup of tea. I, however, personally love it.
I will dock points for the smelling bullshit. That's still really dumb. Once again, I almost certainly ranted about this on the last episode we did. It's not that he can smell demons, that's fine. It's that he can smell intentions. I don't understand.
Look, when you got a good sniffer, you make use of it.
It's not how that works.
Ah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
But demons are trying to prey on 16-year-old girls because apparently, as we hear one demon say, after that, the girls will go stale. Basically, the demons in this episode are Twitter incels.
Time to take a drink of water. Holy shit.
But Tanjiro and his sister, they kick the demon's ass. They win. Nice and easy. Pretty straightforward. You know, pretty standard Monster of the Week episode. Nothing crazy here.
It was mostly just to establish what being a demon slayer is like.
Yeah. Then they move into, for their next mission, they move into the big city. And we learn that there's this main demon, the only other demon that can turn people into demons other than... Another demon we learn can turn people into demons. very soon after. But don't worry about it, I guess. The main demon that turns demons into demons.
Yes.
We learn about him, how evil he is, and that he might have the answers for turning the sister back into a human.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to a big city, and it's like, oh shit, the big major demon is actually here. Also, in the big city, they just have, it's just like a 1920s city.
Yeah.
They have electricity.
Yeah.
And like a tram. What the fuck?
It's the Taisho era.
What the fuck?
I told you this last time. Yeah. It is quite literally turn of the century Japan. So it's still got a lot of the older stuff more in more rural areas, but in the bigger the city, the more likely there is to be, you know, that.
Why is nobody shooting demons with guns?
Because you need the swords to kill them.
Have they tried the guns?
Yes.
I want to see them try the guns.
Okay. That's in season two.
All the way in season two? That's how long you make me wait for somebody to be like, oh, let's try shooting it. Come on now. Gotta try a little bit earlier, all right?
I mean, lore-wise, it's pretty well established. The two ways to kill a demon are either beheading them with a special sword or roasting their asses in the sunlight. Those are the two main things.
Well, yeah, but like with new technology, like, yeah.
And we do get to see more new technology as things go on. But yeah, no. Look, man, you stick with what works and then you add more complications as things go on.
All right. It was very weird. It was very jarring. So he sees the big bad in the city, right? And he's ready to kill the big bad, but the big bad has a daughter, so he stops. Let me tell you right now, if you see Demon Hitler in the streets, you gotta shoot your shot, all right? Yeah,
well, we already talked about this. Guns aren't exactly the best solution, so...
You gotta slash your sword, all right?
Yep.
If you see literal Demon Hitler just around...
Even if
you
don't
got a lot of choices, my boy.
It's true. Also, the fact that he's got kind of like a weird Michael Jackson thing going for him as well. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, this demon, it's just... It's just Dracula coded, very much so.
Very much so.
And it's like Pretty Boy Dracula, you know? So, that doesn't work, and instead, Big Bad Vampire Demon turns somebody else into a demon real quick. They go crazy. Tanjiro has to stop it. He's met with another demon, but this demon is a good demon, along with her demon assistant, and she's a doctor demon who can help out, I guess. And we learn, this shortly after learning, that there's one demon that can turn people into demons, all right? They make that clear. There's one. And so you know who's responsible. And then they're like, all right, here's this doctor, she can also turn people into demons. It's not even an episode away of the explanation. Come on now. What happened there, Sean?
I mean, it's a bit weird on pacing, I will say. Like, I would have given it at least one more episode. But that's just me. You know,
well, and that's the reason, like, he's hunting this guy down, because he's the one who can do it.
Yeah, which is why it's a surprise when this doctor lady can do it. But yeah, like,
you can't build up this big important thing and then within 15 minutes be like, hey, actually, that's not the case. Isn't that crazy? It's like, oh, okay, you're not shaking up my world. It just feels like you lied to me. Like, I understand that reveals of, like, oh, this thing that we've been told this whole time, it's not true. Isn't that groundbreaking? Right? And that can be a reveal. That can fuck you up a little bit. Oh, man, really interesting. You gotta have some time and build. Meanwhile, the doctor, her assistant, is so fucking annoying. Hate him. He's not relevant. There ends up being another fight. I could rant about some of the nonsense in this fight. Eyeball hands. His power is shit, and the fact that it has to be real arrows that are seen through a magical paper, I don't know, man. Kind of dumb. The other one, more compelling. A little bit long, but not bad. It's pretty straightforward. Fight back and forth. Tanjiro ends up winning.
And Nezuko. Don't count her out.
And
she
Nezuko.
Helps.
Yeah, she helps. She learns how to play kickball.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally we get into this final little arc that you had me watch. Where Tanjiro, he sees Sean, and Sean is begging a girl to marry him. He's like, oh, please, please, be my waifu.
you know, that makes it worse. Please stop.
I know. It's rough. And Tanjiro is like, hey, stop being a fucking dweeb. But Sean has a cute sparrow, so that's nice.
This is the most blatantly you've ever just called a character me, and it's the most I think I've been offended.
That's because that's all I wrote down.
You gotta explain to me how he's Sean coded.
I leave that as an exercise to the reader.
We're an audio podcast. People are not reading this.
I believe it to be self-evident.
You believe it to be self-evident? The scared guy who is desperately single is the most Sean-coded character. That's what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, my God. This is why I'm going to die alone, because of this kind of statements.
Hey, I'm sure some people like this character.
Not at the beginning. Nobody likes him at the beginning.
They go together into this spooky haunted house that's constantly changing up, and there's a mysterious drum demon that can change direction. Like if you ever seen Inception, there you go. And so it's changing the direction of the room. It's rotating, changing gravity. There's some kids. I don't give a shit about them. There's also Crazy Boar Man. Crazy Boar Man, who I think we briefly saw before. Slash maybe I just already knew about them. I don't know.
Yeah, like he first shows up in that episode 11 there with the, yeah, and I mean if you watch the opening, of course you see him in the opening, but
yeah, it's
like his character design is pretty iconic. Like it's pretty hard to not recognize him if you've seen him before.
Yeah, big old boar man, and his thing is that he's bloodlust constantly.
Oh yeah,
he's just he's having a crazy fun time killing.
Yeah, he's your pretty straightforward barbarian.
Yep.
Oh, well, we might see him in episode 5 with... No, I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, see him in passing.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they end up destroying the demon. We get, like, too much sudden backstory about how this demon always wanted to be a writer, but, like, his dad was like, you shit at writing. Drum instead. You're okay at that. It's weird. It's played very sentimentally. I do not give a shit about the drum demon's failed writing career. it's yet again another attempt to like humanize the demons, and I appreciate that broad gesture. This ain't it, Chief. This ain't the way to do it. Maybe if it was more compelling, but it's literally just a scene that's repeated a couple times of being like, your writing is shit, and that's it. And you're like, oh, is there, like, more? No, that's it. That's all there is. I need more. I need more than that. And Sean has a couple of moments as well. He stands up for the kids in, like, a fugue state. And he also protects the sister box from Crazy Boarhead. And that's that. Like, look, we covered a lot of episodes. It feels like it should have taken me longer to cover all of it, but...
It's not a complicated story by any means.
It's really
like, it's
not.
Pretty straightforward. But it is a very popular and very well-enjoyed show. And, you know, I thought that it would be a nice way to, you know, end the year by doing a revisit requested by the patrons. And, you know, having a nice, lovely little flashback to 2019 when we originally covered it and conversation about it.
And right now, Demon Slayer, it's my benchmark. Anything worse than Demon Slayer is bad. Anything better is good. It's that simple.
So this it is quite is literally, line. It is the line. It is the line of in Shonen in particular or anime in general. Like, how specific are we talking here?
Ah, who gives a shit?
I mean, probably blur, the Sean. People listening to us. Like, I feel like the main reason people listen to us is, well, one, because we're a couple of goofy guys. And
it's two, all weeby bullshit at the end of the day.
But the weeby they want to know your opinions about the weeby bullshit. That's part of it.
I suppose, like, for Shonen specifically, but it could be generalized further.
I think it's a great thing to have a clear benchmark now, though.
And I think the biggest thing for it is that, like, it has some notable cons. And I think its pros that it has a lot more of just are, you know, a lot less flavorful than I would like them to be. Like, a lot of other shows, if I'm singing their praises, I'll be like, oh, yeah, X, Y, and Z, these things, they're gonna stick with me, right? They're iconic images or unique ways of telling the story or just really well done elements. This one, it's good stuff. It's just like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. For a lot of people, it's a lot of the animation and sound design that really gets them, primarily after this arc, unfortunately. Like, that is unfortunately, because back when this first aired in 2019, Rem, it was doing really good. It was great. And then the 19th episode hit with one of the coolest fights of the year to that point, and like more emotional stuff and just amazing animation, dynamic camera movement. And I think that episode alone is what really made it stick with a lot of people. And then, like, you know, solidify it as a very solid show that most everybody could watch and enjoy themselves with. It does a lot of little minor things very well, but also the cons are just so glaring that it's a little hard for someone of your particular palate to really get invested in.
If you like shonen, you will enjoy Demon Slayer. If shonen isn't really your thing, it's probably pretty skippable.
Interesting. Yeah, well, hey, you know, I think that's a pretty good summation of it.
And note, skippable doesn't mean bad. It just means that, like, there's a lot better out there.
There is. And I'm not going to say that this is the best show ever, but I quite liked it, and I enjoyed my time watching it. But you know me, I like my demon-filled shonen nonsense.
I like the general, like, demon concepts that are fun. Like, broadly, like, as a fun Monster of the Week kind of deal, it is enjoyable. I am not wildly invested in the overarching story or characters or when it tries to get sentimental, which is unfortunate because those are usually my favorite parts.
Yeah.
But they're not actively bad. It's just, you know.
That is unfortunately the way it goes. But, you know, who knows, Rem? I know that the second, because we're revisiting it now and we only made it to episode 13, folks are going to want us to come back to it sooner rather than later. And who knows, maybe we will. And maybe rounding off the end of the season, we'll be able to give you the full scope of an opinion you have. Maybe your opinion won't change. Maybe your opinion will improve. Because like I said, it's usually the last arc of the season.
I just feel like it's not interesting enough to justify a second revisit.
Well, that's the thing. We're at the behest of our audience, Remington. You know, if people want it, we'll do it. Eventually. I mean,
I think they don't want it. Some of them think they do, but they are incorrect about what they want.
They want the idea
of it. They don't want it in actuality.
I don't think you can gaslight our audience like that, Rem. I don't think you can just tell them what they do and what they don't want like that.
I think I can.
They're grown. They can make their own opinion.
Look, I'm the voice of the people for a reason, Sean.
Yeah, that title is in contention after our most recent 12 Days of April Fools by a lot of people. People were very pissed at you for day 11.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, if anything, that was me really being the voice of the people. And sometimes the people don't like what they say. All right. Sometimes the people don't like the words that come out of their own mouths.
You listen to one person specifically and you're like, ah, that's a pretty good idea. Let's fuck with them. And you did it.
Hey, it was not just one. A lot of people were memeing and joking, all right?
Oh, God. That's the last time I give you something like that to fuck me over with, but that's besides the point. So I suppose I need to ask you, Rem, any guesses on what the mouse score for the first season of Demon Slayer is?
Oh, wasn't it like a billion? It was...
Yeah, but it's been a few years.
Oh, fuck, it has. It's been so long.
Yep. Yep, original season came out in spring of 2019, ended in fall of 2019, and yeah, we've had a couple seasons since then.
Oh god, I don't know where the hype is at now. Has it ended?
No. The manga, yes. The anime, no.
Okay, alright. When did the most recent season come out?
The most recent season, one second. Alright, most recent season ended in June of this year.
Ooh, of this year. Okay. I think... God, I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was before, but barring that, obviously it's going to be in the eights, clearly. Closer to eight, is it closer to nine? I don't know which of those I feel more comfortable with. Maybe it's just a little close to the middle.
Yeah, okay, and so if it helps you, the orders of the season, it went season one, then a movie, then season two, then season three. So
I think, I mean, the weebs love this shit. But maybe it's gotten a little bit of backlash. Do I factor in any backlash? I don't know. No, I won't factor in too much backlash because I just don't know enough. So I'll say like 8.61. If there's been any backlash against it because it's popular, then we'll lower that to 8.52.
Okay. I mean, you're always going to have a little bit of backlash due to popularity. I mean, that's just the case with anything because you're always going to have contrarians.
Sure, it's true.
So going with your second answer then. All right. Well, Remington, the first season of Demon Slayer has about 2.03 million ratings.
Holy shit.
Yep. And is currently sitting nice and pretty at 8.48.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You are really fucking close, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that is genuinely the case. Like if you like anything shonen, probably gonna love this show. That's just the way of it. That's just usually the way it goes. Does it have some glaring problems with like older tropes? Yeah. Are they so glaring that you're gonna not enjoy the show and the lovely, gorgeous sound design and animation? No, of course not. Like I said, the most glaring problem with it is Zenitsu, and he gets better, but like
if you have enjoyed any of the many shonen I've talked shit about, then you'll almost certainly enjoy this one.
Yeah. And not to mention, spelling aside, Tanjiro is a very, like, heartwarming protagonist. Like, he's a guy who cares about family and the people around him, you know? You know, he's a good paragon character that doesn't feel like a bland bitch of a protagonist. And that alone is enough to make it worth watching, in my opinion. You're staying silent because you don't fully agree with me, and I understand, Remington. It's okay.
Look, I think he's not the blandest, but I think he's got, like, growing up in Utah, I would say he's been, like, seasoned by a Mormon mother, right? Where there's seasoning there, but you're like, is this? Fun fact, I recently, over the holidays, I had dinner with my girlfriend's Mormon family, and at one point, they were like, oh, I'm sorry, I made the chicken too spicy.
Oh, no.
Motherfucker, I cannot emphasize how not spicy it was.
Look.
It was Mormon spicy, meaning it had spices.
Yeah, and not just Mormon spicy, but Mormon incredibly white family spices.
Yeah, it was
like the
a journey.
The only thing your girlfriend's family are missing are the Aryan features.
And don't get me wrong, because they were like, oh, it's too spicy. I thought it was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
They thought it was a bit much. I was like, oh, hey, it's actually not bad.
Like, I'm a wimp when it comes to spicy things, and I can imagine it's like, oh, yeah, this is perfectly fine.
And that's just my review of Tanjiro. He's that chicken.
He's that chicken?
He's Mormon spicy chicken.
Oh, God. That's only going to really help the people that listen to us who are also experienced with the LDS community. So Or people who have seen the South Park.
The LDS episode. Individuals, they have a reputation. Whatever you're imagining is correct, all right? Like, this
it's
is a stereotype that's pretty accurate in a lot of cases.
And that's coming from two people who grew up in Utah.
So, oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to take anybody's opinion on a stereotype of that particular group, it's probably us.
Yeah.
God. But with that in mind, I guess the final question I need to ask you, Remington, is there any chance you'd want to watch more Demon Slayer at all?
Not really. Would I be offended if we did? No. Do I want to? Nah.
It's just that middle of the road for you.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Maybe that's all the more reason we need to come back to it and see if a full first season can fully solidify that opinion. Will it remain your benchmark in the future? Hard to say. But until that point, I can't wait to see what this next year brings with us, because this is our last episode of the year, Remington.
It's true. Happy 2023. Who knows what 2024 has in store and how great or awful it will be. Only time will tell.
Either way, stick around and we're going to see what kind of new adventures we can get up to. My goal for 2024 is more collabs. I just got to get over my goddamn social anxiety and message other content creators.
Hell yeah, good goal. My goal is to survive. and all of our lovely listeners,
survive.
Your goal should be to go to our Patreon where you can listen to 11 bonus episodes released this year in the 12 days of April Fools. Really good stuff. Sean alludes to it, but man, episode 11, that was a journey.
I shared screenshots with Remington. He did not like them.
No, not at all. If you want to go experience those highs and lows with Sean, just $5. $5 for over 10 hours of content.
Which, folks, that is an insane amount of Dosh. Excuse me? An insane amount of content for the Dosh is what I mean. And we love and appreciate you for it, and hopefully we'll be able to make even more content in the coming year. But until that point, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you enjoyed us ending the year with a highly requested revisit, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, or wherever, and leave us a review. They mean the world to us, and we do read every single one. And if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where myself, Dylan, and Remington occasionally play video games very poorly. And we actually just recently started a VOD channel on the YouTube so that we can store our misadventures. We should have done that ages ago, but we finally got around to it. Whoopee. But if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext, where you can gain access to all that lovely bonus content we mentioned and also be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this week?
Well, as always, we would like to send our regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who are gagging us with bamboo and shoving us in a box. And on that list, we have, my name is First Now, bitch. Oops, sorry, I was just overly excited. You're not a bitch. Please don't hurt me. Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Zayden, you guys should start the year of the dragon by watching Dragon Ball. Yandere Neko, Why Shon? When is the Force Fairy 5 revisit? Walk Me Home Gently, Utah number 1. Unhinged Prax, Totally God's Angel, Titan, CNH, Thopternot King, Ruler of Orni, the villain behind glasses wants Remington's reaction to Chief Nianta, the Susanator, the Open Window Man, the Danish Viking will conquer the world with Roar Noah Zoro as my navigator, the Angel's happy sugar life is in ruin after Sean fucked the birds, that cunt that makes Sean ask Rem to punish him for April Fools by showing him Love Hina and then say Angel for the birds, thanks for being the best thing to listen to while working out, y'all's mostly agreeable takes distract me just enough. Turban, tell your dear old mom I appreciate the thanking yank, she's a true angel. Super Zoo, Stacy's mom, Snakey Pie, Silent Secondary. Shoujo Addict, who doesn't need help, just more manga to read and anime to watch. Sean's Tingle Fund and second Sweet Potato Docky. Sean, you Scrooge, pulling the Eva rug out, the people demand Eva for Christmas. Sean, stuff your meaty cock back in your pants, the angels are watching and Judy Hopps can wait.
What Sean the
puts
fuck?
The barra in capybara ara, also I love angels. Sean had a lass that could go all night, but he got out of breath when he had to blow her up. Seth Senju, Seraphim the Shark Plushie, Sugoi Takai, that's what she said. Say hi to my girlfriend Haley. Say hi to my girlfriend Haley. Oh, now they're spelled differently. Now I don't know what to believe.
It's just two separate people being like, ah, shit.
They were spelled the same previously, all right? Somebody changed it up.
Yeah.
Ross Palmer, Rhiannon Williams. RGB98, Remington is right. Remember to wash your pits, Sean. Rem you too. Rem uses the drums of liberation to free all weebs from bad anime. Rem said April Fool's 2 had a musical episode, so here's $10. Rem loves The Big Hole. Rem doesn't completely hate my favorite shows. Quick, Sean, get into the meat, Eva, as Rem unhinges his jaw so Sean can climb inside. Pro tips out of context, who needs angels when you have Sean, Rem, and Dylan? Seriously, thanks. Happy holidays and Merry Chrysler. Professor Fox, please help the Yakuza won't let my family go unless you watch Vinland Saga. Oh, they're gonna die. Pen the Penguin probably also fucks the birds. Paco El Musico, Anargoro is the best episode so far. And recently our lovely editor sent me a picture of an Anargoro docky, which was highly cursed. Of course, Sean already owns 3. No waifu, no laifu, 907. Nick, Nice Lake Stay Zooks makes man go do-do-do. Neon Genesis Tattooed Evangelion, Neon Angel Huvo, Makeka 7 Hierto, Mermicorn Fire, Mega Angel Zap, making fake mal accounts so I can rate Forest Fairy 5, 10 out of 10. Magical Girl Misuka will save the day with the power of love, a rifle, and some explosives, says Misuka, checking her inventory. Macaroni Uchiha, Love AOT, and the pod after 6 months of folks listening. Lord of Steel, live from Sean's mom's basement, Link Jokerl, Liam Dunn, Kylo, Kuitsuki, King Rich Rock, Cassidy, Jurgidius, John, Jax, Jam Hands, Incest plus MILF equals Sean's perfect waifu, his mom.
oh, God.
In prison, it's a shankin' yank. I like it. Icon Scout, I will never get more Ace of the Diamond, now I cry. Hunter Tane, hey Sean, I just got a text now, it says durability test level 1 begin. Haruhi is Charlie, where the rest of the brigade are her angels. Glenn Michael Dolan, Farmer Weeb wants everybody to have a wonderful new year. Fantide, Erica McCorkle, due to what the Discord is saying, I might just fuck my stepsister. Domo, doo-doo-doo-doo, Dark with Light, Angelic Evas, Danielle Riot, Daddy Sean, Daddy Sean, Why Does Daddy Rem Hate Fun? Oh, Samantha Honey, Angel, Fun hurt him very badly when he was a child. Daddy Rem, Tell Me a Bedtime Story, DNA, baby! Cryptid MILF, Crypt Killer Steve, Country Fried Goth, here to remind you that you just lost the game, Chris Thorstad, Cheese Monkey, Celestial Angel Fox, Catgirls are best girls, so give them the cute little paws. Carl Steph, Can I have some Rukuko Shinju review for this Christmas? I'm just a little boy in the cold. Brock Hart for you dudes, I can't be bribed, says our angel. Oh, but you absolutely can, Sean. Big Blue Bear Boy, Big Tony Bear Trap, Big Nut says Angel for the birds, Bert Bartholomew Phlegm, Are you the capybara because nah, I'd win, or are you nah, I'd win because stand proud, you are capybara. What?
It's a Jujutsu Kaisen meme, don't worry about it.
What the fuck?
Look, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain.
Angel thanking Yang. Angel for a good cause, and every day that raven comes to visit, Amazing Muffin, AJ Tunnels, I wish people would stop blowing my raspberries, Aisha Gudgy, Adele Gull, Aaron Hegland, a weeb that likes romance anime and loves Doki Doki Literature Club, and Dot. Now we move on to the Boy Wizard tier, where everybody, what the fuck should they get? Done like everything tangentially related to Demon Slayer.
Could give them a sword. Have you ever given swords before?
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Everybody will get Slayer monsters from RuneScape.
Are you gonna have enough?
We'll see. I don't know, dude. What does Daddy Rem say to Goth Angel Dylan and Mommy Sean? You get the Ripper Demon. Viper, you get a Moss Golem. Vincent Calabrese, you're gonna get a Hydrix Dragon. That reminds me, an Angel of Eden says you are interested in men, you get the Big Hole. That Mouse Girl, you are going to get Abyssal Demon. That guy ho-ho-ing, or that guy jingle ballin', you are gonna get a Shadow Creature. Sean fucks shit Sailor Jupiter.
I beg your pardon?
You are gonna get the Calgarian Demon. Sean, you sound like you need a blowjob. You never answered the question.
That
you know, you just have that sound about you, Sean.
I don't.
You're gonna get the Lava means. Strike Worm. Rowdio, you get Arit. Rent a Girlfriend, Revisit Now, or Make Rem watch some more Sword Art Online. You get Crystal Shapeshifter. Please consider the Magical Girl musical of Healer Girl. I want to know Rem's opinion. You get also the Abyssal Demon. Ah, shit. Nightshade Blade, you are going to get... Yeah, there ain't much, is there?
Man, I mean, RuneScape is an older game, my guy.
I don't know. We'll do some quests and assignments now.
All right, fair enough. I mean, hey, that's what Tanjiro goes on.
You are going to get Plague's End. Nightshade Blade, you get Smoking Kills. Monogatari is everything, you guys. Just get the fucking Monogatari, Shanji. You are going to get Ixalurin's Little Helper. Milena is Ryan's Angel. You get Ritual of the Majorat. Mike says, get in the fucking robot, Rem. You get the Jack of Spades. Miguel De Leon, you get Fate of the Gods. Latino almost slipped while shoveling snow, holding onto the shovel, and Plank kept face from eating shit. You get Children of Ma. Cougar, you are going to get The World Wakes. I finally remembered to change this. Now, what to make it, Spicitis. You are going to get One of a Kind. Hey, Sean, I want to Aura Aura your ass so hard you can't sit for weeks. Cabin Fever. Drew, Angel of Trash, Sawdust, and a Secret Third Thing. You get Birthright of the Dwarves. Demon Ray 13, you get The Light Within. Crimson Reapers, just because of the scythes. You are going to get Muspa. Carver 271, you get a white girl at a concert saying, Slay, bitch. Cameron Coates, you must slay Dylan Kreider.
No, we need him.
Blood Cell, not the protein shake loving gym addicted, always angry white ones. The gamer sups guzzling angels, the red ones. You get how is there just not a lot of fucking Slayer anything? You get a full Slayer set. Beethoven 1201, you are gonna get Igneous Calquette. Anonymous, you get all of RuneScape.
Just the whole thing.
Animated C, you get a second Big Hole. All Father in Germany, and doesn't know what's going on. Dude, neither do I. You get a Demon Slayer. 50 years old, asked my son to change my name back to, you get the bottom of the barrel.
it's been a while since we've seen that.
And second to none, you get my love and affection. All right, now we get to the inappropriate Joey Wheeler tier, where Sean will give them, Sean will list their greatest moment of the past year. And I will give it a rating out of 10, as Joey Wheeler. On that list, we got Please Bruise My Esophagus, Sean Pye.
God.
What was their best moment of the past year? Their number one.
The whiplash of all of these names saying similar things today. Their best moment of the year was, let's see, their best moment of the year was when they got to enjoy the lovely, lovely 12 Days of April Fools created by the two chuckle fucks on this podcast.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Real high quality shit. That's obviously a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 yeah. Right there.
Next 10 out of 10.
My dear old mum.
Best moment of the year there was not watching your son get murdered while moving a heavy washing machine. That was a pretty good moment.
That one was, you know, it was 7.5 out of 10. It was pretty good. Nice that he didn't get murdered, but I was dying.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Cuddle Bunny.
Oh, that's cute. That's really cute.
Yeah, just nice and cute.
Not talking about... Never mind, I'm not going to finish that statement. Anyway, your best moment of the year was when all of your friends and family and the people you care about gathered around and just showed their appreciation for you.
2 out of 10. It was real sweet, but it was also real awkward, and it took 12 hours.
Yeah,
because you're such
a
good person, and so it was very flattering, but it took way too long, you know?
Yeah. Holidays are rough.
Last but not least, we got Blue Baron 15.
Your best moment of the year was when you finally had a truce with the Red Baron 16, and you became best buddies and went on adventures together.
That's a solid 8 out of 10. You're going to get isekai'd. It's going to be fantastic, you know. You're going to be your own little shonen protagonist in no time. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to reach out, whether it's for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet us at AnimeConPod on Twitter or send an email over onto animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
Once again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And for the last time in 2023, don't fuck your sister.